Solar power installations on home rooftops are surging in Oregon and Washington. Alongside, you may have noticed an uptick in ads pitching rooftop solar. If you own your own home, a door-to-door salesperson may even have knocked with an offer. Consumer watchdogs say homeowners need to do their homework before signing any contract. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has more on the promises and perils.
In hindsight, Tri-Cities retiree Bob Lehman wishes he and his wife had done more research about the solar installer they selected to put panels on their roof. Part of their system was improperly wired. That meant the Lehmans couldn't get an accurate meter readout to collect state solar production incentive payments.
It's run smoothly, other than the fact that the meter was hooked up wrong and didn't give us a payout.
It took 3 years, innumerable phone calls, and multiple house calls before the wiring snafu was fixed and the couple collected the back incentive payout.
They were misleading in communication with me and trying to get me to settle for less than half of what they actually owed me. You know, they just quit talking to me.
The installer company did not reply to a request for their side of the story. Going green has much appeal, but if it costs you more greenbacks or stress than you expected, you could be left feeling a different kind of green. In Oregon, complaints to the Consumer Protection Division related to residential solar doubled between 2019 and 21, albeit starting from a low level. Earlier this year, the Idaho Attorney General issued a consumer alert warning about misleading sales tactics by some solar companies. I was searching for a music video when YouTube served me this ad, which begins with dubious urgency.
If you're a Washington homeowner, 2022 is your last chance to go solar.
In fact, the state's and most local utility solar programs aren't scheduled to change between this year and next. A federal tax credit decreases only slightly next year. Another come-on that surfaced this spring in online ads is that you could, quote, get solar installed for your home at no cost. Reputable solar installers say, just like there's no such thing as a free lunch, there's no such thing as free solar panels either. Todd Currier directs the Washington State University Energy Program.
Over the long run, they can pay for themselves, for sure. Over the short run, they are not free. And so what does the long run mean? It can be 10, 12, 15 years before a system will pay for itself.
Currier says he's unfortunately heard about seniors being sold systems with long-term financing plans totally unsuitable for an old person. The president of the Washington Solar Energy Industries Association says the trade group's members agree there's a problem.
Ultimately, in Washington state, it's buyer beware.
Marcus Vierta says trade groups like his don't have the power to police non-member bad actors. Vierta says the honest players in the business are talking with utilities and state agencies about how to step up consumer protection.
Doing our best to brainstorm what we can do, what leverage mechanisms we can take to try to snuff out these misleading and frankly, false claims that are being made.
Vierta's advice for people wanting to go solar is to get multiple bids, never sign anything on your first meeting with a contractor, and make sure you end up dealing with a system designer who's made an on-site assessment, not just the sales lead generator or marketing person. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.